Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Brown Church, Five Centuries of Latina and Latino Social Justice, Theology, and Identity, by Robert Chow Romero, narrated by Andre Bellido. Introduction, Brown Church. Rosa was excited about attending her first college lecture. She was the first of her family to attend college, and was the valedictorian of Roosevelt High School. Her 4.2 grade point average had earned her a full ride to Pitzer College, one of the best liberal arts colleges in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report. Rosa's mom and dad were deacons in their local church and had brought her up to be a Christian. They told many stories of how God had taken care of them when they made the dangerous journey to the United States across the Sonoran Desert. Her dad worked two jobs, as a short-order cook during the week and a gardener during the weekend. He also collected cardboard to raise extra money for the family. Her mom was a nanny to a rich family in San Marino and also managed their family of four kids. Church provided one of the few spaces of social respect for Rosa's parents. They had dignidad, dignity, when they walked into church and were addressed as deacons and hermano, brother, and hermana, sister, Ramos. Rosa's first class was a Chicana and Chicano history class, and her professor began his lecture by saying, "Christianity is the white man's religion." The professor went on to detail how the Spaniards used Christianity to colonize the Aztecs and the millions of indigenous people of the Americas. Rosa also learned about how the Bible was used to justify ethnic genocide, murder, and the oppression of women. Rosa left class devastated. She didn't know what to do. Who was right about Christianity? Was it her working-class immigrant parents who loved and followed Jesus? Or was it her professor who had his PhD from Harvard and had written many famous books over the past 20 years? As the first few weeks of classes continued, Rosa felt lonely because most of her classmates came from affluent backgrounds and she could not relate to them. She was also one of the few Latinas on campus. To try and find friends, Rosa went to a meeting of the Chicana and Chicano activist group on campus. She met great friends there, peers from South Los Angeles, Long Beach, and East LA, who also grew up in working-class immigrant communities. She felt a special solidarity with them. There was one problem. Whenever the topic of religion came up, most of her friends repeated the same things they heard in class. "Why are you a Christian? Christianity is the colonizer's religion." When I met Rosa, she was in her second year of college and undergoing clinical depression. She had been seeing a psychiatrist to help her with the deep loss and the emotional conflict she was experiencing, trying to reconcile the faith of her youth with the perspectives of Christianity she was learning in her classes and from her Chicana and Chicano friends. Carlos was a transfer student at UC Berkeley. He grew up with learning disabilities, and most of his teachers didn't think he was smart. Carlos was raised in La Puente and came from a tough family background. His dad was an alcoholic and left the family when Carlos was 14 years old. After his dad left, Carlos's mom, Lupe, worked two jobs to try and keep the family afloat. Although she didn't earn much money from her part-time jobs at Walmart and McDonald's, somehow she always managed to put enough food on the table. She credited it all to God. Lupe, you see, was a strong Catholic. She never missed a Sunday at church, and was a leader for charismatic Catholic retreats where people worshipped God and spoke in tongues. And she was always praying for Carlos and his brothers and sisters. Although Carlos wouldn't consider himself too religious, he had turned to God throughout his childhood for strength in the midst of all his family's troubles. If asked, he would say he was spiritual, and if push came to shove, he'd say Catholic. The drive up to the Bay Area from La Puente was like a dream for Carlos. He had taken a few road trips to Tijuana and San Diego, but other than that, he hadn't journeyed outside of LA. He decided to take the scenic route on the Pacific Coast Highway, and on the way up, he stopped at beautiful Carmel and Monterey Bay. He loved it so much. It was like a new world opening up. While walking around the town of Carmel, he got a few weird stares from white people, but for the most part, it was an amazing trip. As an ethnic studies major at Berkeley, Carlos learned about Chicana and Chicano history in the United States.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?